If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
I'm not sure why Richard Lewis loves Procol Harum, but he does.
Why? Because they hit me in a crazy way in college, and now I'm best friends with them for like 25 years.
Well, now you know the rest of the story.
And their initial group, guys who know rock and roll, Robin Trower, B.J. Wilson, Matthew Fisher, who sued them, unfortunately. But they were amazing. The first five albums, if you're a young rocker, listen to them. Trust me. Anyway, how are you? Love you both.
We're doing great. How are you? I'm here.
I don't look great.
Yeah, you do.
Believe me, if I take these clothes off, you'll run screaming like my wife does.
Don't.
Richard Lewis is at Zany's Thursday night, two shows.
Downtown, right?
On Well Street, the original.
Yeah. I wanted to do 40 shows just there.
Yeah, why not?
20 shows a night and turn it over.
But instead,
like a marathon, and I would have done it rather than schlep out to
Rosemont.
To a place that's next to a submarine.
That's Friday night for Rosemont.
Is Rosemont not? Where is Rosemont?
It's towards the airport, by the airport.
They should.
We've been there. It's a great place.
No, it was a great. I had fun. I had great fun last year.
That's where we saw you last. I was talking about this earlier, Richard. There's an opening in the Cubs radio booth. Keith Moreland is not coming back, and I suggested you'd be perfect because I know you're a student of the game.
I am.
Very entertaining, and of course the Cubs need entertainment.
And you also gave me one of the highlights of my life, speaking to Ron Santos before he passed on.
That's right, I did. I hooked them up together one day. But I remembered being at Wrigley Field with Richard, and he was very insightful with his analysis in the stands, and I thought, Pat Hughes, Richard Lewis, why not?
This is as high a compliment as you're ever going to get from Bob, by the way.
No, he's complimented me on August 3rd, 1991. But I love sports. I'm a sports junkie.
Yeah.
He won't go to the game with just anybody, and he went to a game with you, and he said, oh,
I'd never been to Wrigley, and I had never gone. Can you ask one of your assistants to get me some coffee?
Yes.
I
have to ask for an assistant. Get me an assistant, and then get me some coffee.
You sound like Groucho. Anything hot.
Anything hot?
And that's black coffee?
By the way, that's the greatest compliment I've ever received. You sound like Groucho.
Wow.
No, you sound like... And first I got to get an assistant.
Hey, Richard, speaking of food, do you have a favorite recipe that you use for Thanksgiving?
Well, my wife doesn't cook, number one. I had to get a tutor to come over to teach her how to use the Nazi oven, which unfortunately has... You know, if you see a soldier goose stepping, it's overheating. It's unbearable. I should never have bought this German oven. I still feel guilty having a Mercedes Benz. I had the same car with Procol as a license plate for Procol Harum. I bought it in '89. It was $60,000. You know, I was doing well, and it has 87,000 miles on it now.
You still have the same.
So my theory is this: if I don't pay more than say $800-$900, if I want to get a decent, one of these Hollywood bullcrap cars, if I don't spend $1,000 a month on repairs, why not keep the old one? Does that make any sense?
All I know is Marianne asked a question about a recipe, and this is where we got. That's well, pretty much a sample of the shows you're going to get at Zany's with Richard Lewis.
Yes, and it's not genius, ladies and gentlemen. It's early dementia.
So no is the answer. No favorite recipe that you prepare for Thanksgiving.
She doesn't know how to cook. She'll
not her. You. No, have you ever walked into a kitchen?
I love sweet potato pie.
Okay.
I love that.
Do you have a special recipe for that?
Recipe.
You buy it.
It depends on what restaurant's available.
Marianne's pushing her corn souffle for Thanksgiving.
Oh no, I watch my carbs, but except for the. A yam is a vegetable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a carb, too.
How dare a vegetable lie to us?
What do you mean you watch your carbs?
I try to stay thin. I don't eat a lot of carbs, bread, and sugar. And that's it. And don't eat after 6 or 7 at night, and then you'll lose about 1 or 2 pounds a week, easily.
That's hard, though, when you come off stage. Don't you want a reward after a show?
Well, I used to before I got sober. I did.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it was called Party.
Yeah. I've been looking at your tweets lately, and I like
been depressing.
I'd like to read a few of the Richard Lewis.
How long
tweets.
Does it wait to get? I mean, there's a coffee machine's a minute away from here. Where's this guy flying to Utah?
He is.
Did he go to Starbucks?
No. He's going to.
Well, there he is outside. This guy's a mental case. Take your earmuffs off. How are you, buddy?
He's outside the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, I asked the guy for coffee. There's a kitchen a foot away, and I see him outside now. He looks like an Alaskan rabbi.
He wanted to get you fresh coffee, so he went to one of the fields at Juan Valdez Fields.
I need hot coffee. Look at this guy staring at me. This jihadist here.
Recent tweets from Richard Lewis. Long live NPR. You must have been on a good show.
I did an NPR show in Cleveland. Yeah, I love NPR. The government doesn't. Look, we have. Look. It's all screwed up. I'm angry at so many things. I'm a combination of every person now, every political person.
What are you most angry at?
I'm most angry that this is the greatest country in the world and we'll never get rid of the, I don't know, I'm guessing 15% to 18% racists and anti-Semites in the country. We got to live with them forever. And those are the ones that stir up most of the trouble, and those are the stories we see on the news. And we think that that's our country, and it isn't. Our country is good-natured. Our country was built on diversity, and those people make it like it's not. Like it should be all, no Jews, no African-Americans.
Well, that's a bit radical, but...
But that's, you don't believe that... You don't show up at the president rally just like, Hitler or in blackface, you don't think there's anti-Semitism come on.
No, but some of what you're saying sort of sounds like the
but a small percentage.
Well, but it's like the hippies would want peace, and why can't we all just love each other?
No, I'm
not realistic.
No, I wasn't saying that. You're wrong. I'm saying that I don't think people admit to the fact, look, we're going to live with these psychos, and let's get over it. We don't have to march on Washington. We have a great country, because 85% of this country really, they're Italian, they're Irish, they're Jewish, they're everything. They're black, they're green, they're blue, and that's why this is America.
Well, the good news doesn't make the news, mostly. Other
I
tweets.
Who I was talking to. You're the illegitimate child from Walter Cronkite and Bess Meyerson, who was a young model back then in the 40s.
Here is another tweet recently from Richard. Yeah. Ego is toxic. Luckily for me, I was over myself as soon as I realized who I was.
Did I write that?
Yes, you did.
God, I must have made believe I was stoned.
Do you write all your tweets?
I just called that kid who looked like a jihadist. He's wearing a skull cap. I'm sorry, I didn't see it.
I'm glad you're not distracted.
Maybe you're a monk. You could be a monk.
By our window here. Here's another good tweet recently.
Do you write them all your tweets?
No, I have a tweet writer.
You have a tweet writer.
What am I, Elvis?
Listen to this one. Wow, life is a trip, man. I turned on the TV at 2, and there I was, wrapping my addiction with Walter White's biggest product on Bloomberg TV.
Yeah, I know. I did Bloomberg TV in New York when I was doing... who's the guy taking over the Tonight Show next year? He's so great.
It's Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Jimmy. And I was then at Bloomberg, so we want to do a segment on you. And all he asked me was about crystal meth. I'm like, what kind of station is this? And I should have known the guy was talking a mile a minute. I had no idea what he was talking about. His head was turning around like The Exorcist. So I turned on Bloomberg. I thought they were going to ask me about money and how do I deal with it. And they say, so did you cook it yourself? It was insane.
Was it blue?
Yeah, I'm embarrassed.
That's great.
But on Bloomberg News, to talk about Walter White, I had no choice. Then I had a fall.
Were you a fan of the show?
I don't watch Bloomberg News. I don't even know what the numbers
Breaking
they look
Bad.
Like. Looks like a Chinese menu to me.
I meant Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. When I took 5 months off in January, I had sort of my doctor grounded me. I hadn't stopped in 43 years. So I stayed home. I watched all the Breaking Bads until the last day. I watched The Wire, which may be the greatest written series of all time.
Really?
Absolutely.
I keep trying to get Bob to watch that.
The
he
Wire
won't.
Is unbelievable. It's maybe most writer-producers of a really talented think it's the greatest show ever. And, of course, The Sopranos is up there, but The Wire is...
You mentioned Incredible. Jimmy Fallon. Let's take a break and then come back and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's great meeting the new wave. And then the kid taking his place was great, too.
Seth Meyers. Yeah. All right. More on all of this with Richard Lewis after this.
Did I answer your question?
No.
Jimmy.
I think, is this what they play for you when you do Letterman still?
Yes, 35 years. The doors open to Hendrix, and I come on to Purple Haze. It just psychs me up. I remember hearing it the first time, and I went, whoa, this is a bar to set.
Richard Lewis with us this afternoon.
So you know all the late-night talk show hosts. How do you think the transition from Jay Leno to Jimmy Fallon to The Tonight Show is going to go?
It has no bearing on the transition. Fallon's brilliant. Who's the guy taking Jimmy's place?
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Seth Meyers came over to me at a hotel last week in L.A. And you know, they treat me like I'm half dead. I go, hey, I just did Fallon last week. I murdered. He says, I know, don't call me Mr. Lewis. What are you? I'm not your guidance counselor. They get nervous. I just did a movie with Jennifer Aniston and Owen Wilson. Mr. Lewis is here. Mr. Lewis is here. What am I, a senator? It's unbearable because they grew up on me when I did like my 1,000 Lettermans in the 80s. They were like, you know, in college.
And now they're watching you on Curb.
Now I walk on a movie set. Mr. Lewis is here.
What's the movie?
It's called Squirrels to the Nuts, and Peter Bogdanovich directed it. It was his first movie in a decade.
That's cool.
Jennifer is great, but she has what an entourage. You know, I get why they love her. She's a terrific actress, and she, you know, this is... You know, I think a really great script where she'll show how, you know, her really show how she can act.
When is it going to be out?
Some of the movies are silly. But this is, I guess, I don't know. You know, I mean, I play, we just wrapped it probably in 8 months. But I play a redneck. There's not an ounce of Judaism or neurosis. And I opened the door in my underwear. I should have put a watermelon down there. And my wife was at the desk. Oh, hi, hubby. You lucky. Look at that package.
So
I'm at Zany's, by the way, tomorrow and here in town.
Thursday night, Zany's, two shows on Wells Street, and then Friday night, two shows.
All right, that's it. Never Zany's. Say it again. In Rosemont. That's it. Never say it again.
Okay.
So you better make it because I'm 66. I have done more promotion. You know, Lenny Bruce once said, I shouldn't say this because it'll make him look bad, but I don't care. I've been reviewed by a lot of jazz critics, okay? Not a lot, but by some. But Lenny Bruce once said, I never understood what he meant. I'd rather have a great jazz critic dig me than a regular critic. And I found a guy who met his wife going to Zany's 33 years ago, and he's married. He's a great guy, Howard Reich, who's one of the best writers in the country.
Works upstairs at the Tribune.
And he, yeah, oh, right. And he just got me. And he's been reviewing me for 33 years, and I'm responsible for their date. I'm sure he holds that against me because if there's ever an argument, I said, don't argue. I've learned never to argue with my wife.
No?
This is sexist. She'll hate me.
How do you
You can't win. If we have an argument now, it's in your DNA. Down goes Lewis. Down goes Lewis.
I have to remember that.
If I run over Jay Leno in a car... And we're going for these one of these sexual... Those never work. Like, if you're not having enough sex, let's go and light candles and line a tub. Then I all of a sudden break out in a rash and I set the whole cottage on fire. It never works. But so, if I run over Jay Leno, we get out of the car, I go, oh my God, I killed Leno. She'll say, that's not Jay, that's a deer. And know what I do now? You're right. It's a deer. It's a deer with a big chin. And we don't fight, and we have a great weekend. I don't need the candles or anything.
Bobby, are you listening?
Yeah, but it takes a lot of willpower to do that.
You know, it's not worth fighting, because if you actually think of the percentage of what you fight about, you forgot the peas, like as if my wife cares. But the food's a bad reference. I can't believe you didn't get the vitamins. You don't have the vitamins, and I have to get vitamins for people with, you know, no hair and one testicle. Such bullcrap.
Does it work?
It's all bullcrap.
Does any of it work?
Yes, my testicles split in half and my hair is browner.
You know that intellectually you're not going to win. It takes a lot of willpower.
Yeah, though, but you don't have enough willpower. That's one of your problems.
I know
that. Is one of his problems. So, wait, back to late
night. Well, if you're
late
one of the great
night,
journalists
what?
Of all time, how can he?
Well,
you're a fool and a sucker
you.
If you think
that.
You can beat her in an argument.
He does believe that.
I do not.
Wins.
Let me tell you what I did last week. My wife was irrational. Within a minute and a half, four times in a row. And I said, if she was any other woman, I went, you are an absolute mental case. Get the out of my life.
But you know better.
No, so I went over to her, and I kissed her, and I said, I'm sorry, I was wrong.
Oh,
I walked out of the room.
Nice.
The dog licked me. And she said it again, something irrational. I went, she's nuts. So I went over to her, kissed her. Then the fourth time, she's pretty hip. She was in the record business, so that's enough to know. So she started laughing. She says, you're condescending. I said, no. I kissed her again. You're wrong. I'm not kind of. Maybe I was.
Yeah, well, it's the benefits of therapy. You're super aware.
Oh, yeah. Well, 40
that's it.
Years. I built my shrink house. She has an indoor pool with a shark in it.
What do you think Jay Leno is going to do when he is not doing
I'll tell you, that's my, as my mother would say, that's Z on my list.
It's,
what do I care? The guy's a billionaire. He had a great
what
career.
What do you think? I mean, people want to know what he's going to
be doing.
People
don't want to know. They want to know. They want food to feed their children and be loving.
Bob wants to know.
Richard Lewis tweets. Here we go.
What?
Here's some more Richard.
No, I started with Jay, but I don't care. I'm sure Letterman took another year so he can go up against... You know,
Jimmy, all the Jimmies.
But
I like this tweet. A fan just sent me a "Don't get well" card.
How dare he?
How about this one? Taking a page from Michael Douglas and his wife, I've decided to take a break from myself.
Well, I like being alone. I like being alone. I go from room to room in my hotel suite, and
here's a tweet.
I feel I'm having an affair with myself.
Last week, Richard tweeted this. I swear, after concerts, a minimum of 3 or 4 therapists throw their cards on stage
instead of bras.
So much for panties.
Oh, is that what I said?
I paused there before the punchline.
It's really embarrassing. They say you need help. I mean, they stand up, not for a standing ovation, but so they can get the cards to me. You know, once I got a balloon, a magician who did poodle balloons. In the shape of doctors, I might add.
But your show has evolved a lot. I mean, you don't use notes anymore.
No, I stopped using notes.
You stopped that a long time ago?
The only reason I use notes on my specials, Carnegie Hall, Zanies, wherever I was, clubs, wherever... It's because it was all new material. So if I would come to Zany's back in the 80s, I would make it a point to do a new hour every show.
Oh.
So I would do like 4 hours of material. No comic in the world has ever done that. I was capable of doing this. I had the notes.
You had the long, long, long notes.
Yeah, but it was all new. And I fired every manager. I'll never have a manager again. But you always get something decent. And he says, why don't you do it the traditional way? Just because it looks like a work in progress and people feel like they're getting cheated. I said, no, they don't. I'm doing pretty well. He says, try it. I tried it, and my shows have never been better. I ad-lib half the shows. I panic. When they say, ladies and gentlemen, Richard Lewis, I have no idea what's going to happen.
Is that true?
I have no idea.
Every day when this show starts, I say to Bob, what are we doing today? And he says, I have no idea.
It's good to have it's like Curb. Larry always should say, have a clean slate, man. Don't, you know, just, you know, of course, I would yell at him.
Larry,
even Obama
Larry
asked
David.
Me, are you coming back for a 9th season? I can't even ask him. Well, he's the president.
I didn't answer him. I'm not asking Richard about Curb because he doesn't know if there's going to be more.
I don't. I won't ask Larry. Screw
All right.
Me.
More at Zany's on Well Street, Thursday night, 2 shows. Out in Rosemont, Friday night,
have been so supportive.
2 shows.
Oh, that's right. 4 more
we
shows left. Then I'm going to take a break.
And then he's going to do next season maybe with the Cubs, Pat Hughes and Richard Lewis.
Well, we'll
Richard
see.
Will
if
be
I don't
doing
get another movie or I'm not
color.
Being booked, I'll move to Chicago.
Well, yeah. And you'll travel, but you'll spend most of the summer at Wrigley Field. How bad can it be?
No, nothing better than Wrigley.
There you go. It's always fun to catch up with you, Richard.
Don't lie to me in front of your fans.
And we'll
I
see
you guys. Like we're like family.
At
thank you.
At Zany's.
Some I love to your kids.
You're a great, loyal guy.
Recognize me.
We love you.